Sorry. All right, everyone. Welcome to the Community Engagement Subcommittee of the San Francisco HIV Health Services Care Council. Let's start with introductions. I am Derek Mapp. I'm one of your co-chair for the subcommittee. We'll just popcorn it. Erwin, would you like to go?
I'm Edwin Barrios. No sé para I'm here.
Okay.
I think it
Would you
works
like
if
to?
you call on people.
Yeah, okay. So, would you like to go next, Lee?
Sure, this is Lee Jewell, Planning Council member.
Laura?
Laura Thomas, Planning Council member.
And Stephen?
Steven Spano, the HCAHPS staff attorney from the AIDS Legal Referral Panel.
Natalie?
Hi, Natalie, HHS with DPH.
And Kira?
Karen, council staff.
All right. So, I want to say welcome to Erwin. Welcome, Erwin, to our subcommittee here. I sh probably shouldn't have started with you first. As the new person here, but welcome in. So can we bring up the draft agenda from today?
And we actually have made quorum now that Thomas has joined. So welcome, Thomas, and thank you.
Let's do a quick. Do you want to introduce yourself, Thomas?
Thomas Noble, government co-chair, they, them.
Excellent. All right. So let's take a look at the gender agenda of the day. And if you would take a quick review of that, if there's anything that anyone wants to adjust, just let me know. I am going to take an assent from the group, not hearing any changes or such things. So, can we then throw up the last month's January meeting
Yes.
notes? If folks can do a quick review, these were sent out earlier. And I want to note if anyone wants to make any changes to the notes from last month, please raise your hand or let me know. I'm not seeing anything, so I'm taking the silence as an assent for approval of the last month's minutes. Thank you, everyone. And the next piece, does anyone have any announcements?
Quickly, I'll just say, sorry, this is Steven. I apologize for being camera off, but I'm just not feeling well. So if it's all right, I will take off after I report on the HCAHPS report.
Thank you, Stephen. If you will, I just want to announce again that I'm certain that everyone's familiar that we have been working with the Reunion Project on a summit that's coming up next week, February 13th and 14th. It's an all, both days are all day pieces, 9 to 5. And everyone is invited to sign up and check it out. And I am happy to send information over to anyone who would like it and invite their clients to come along. And of course, everyone here is also invited to look and see. Let me know. And yeah. That's my announcement for
I
that.
do have a quick announcement, and it's more of a reminder for council members to fill out those 700 forms. So if you haven't, please remember to do so. The deadline this year is still April 2nd, I believe. But we definitely want to get those done before then.
Great, thank you. Let's get a HCAP report from Stephen, poor silly Stephen. You're
Thank
up.
you. As usual, there's a couple of cases that I just want to highlight, and then I will make myself available to answer questions about them or expand on them. The first that I'd like to talk about is on the first page. It's a new case, client number 2025-90. This is a client, actually. Part of the challenge with this is, the clients matter is basically they receive healthcare outside of the HHS system. They live in the EMA, but they are Medi-Medi. They are the ones that taught me about a Medicare program specifically for people living with HIV who are experiencing what's known as facial lipodystrophy, which is basically like a lack of tissue in the face. There is a program through Medicare that pays for injections to treat those kind of those issues, but apparently it's very difficult to find a dermatologist that will bill Medicare using that program. So part of this issue is my initial inclination was to support by providing a referral to benefits counseling. However, the client doesn't live in San Francisco, they're in Marin County, and there's no benefits counseling provider that serves Marin County specifically. I've been basically trying to search on my own for a provider that will support. The benefits counseling provider here in the city has been supportive and providing guidance to me, but honestly, it just comes down to locating a provider that's willing to bill Medicare for this. I wanted to raise it to this committee because, I don't know how common it is to experience this anymore. I think it was probably a more common issue in the earlier days of the epidemic. Only because I mean I don't know. Only because this is the first that I'm hearing about it. But it seems odd to me that there would be a program in place like this, and then have providers who don't do the service or bill Medicare appropriately. So, if anybody has any thoughts on that, I would love to know more. The next case that I would love to talk about is on the let's see, the. La final page 25, sorry, 2025 54. I have a client that is ex so there's a discharge planning that's happening with this client from the skilled nursing facility that they're at. The client does not want to leave, but that's not necessarily the reason that I'm bringing this up. One of the reasons I'm bringing this up is because it's come to my attention that their wheelchair, this is a client who only has one working limb. They're wheelchair bound. They have an electric wheelchair. There is apparently only one provider of electric wheelchairs, and there's only one contracted agency that does that, who is very unresponsive, or at least that's the report. That's the report, not only by the client, but also by the service providers that I've been speaking with. And so I want to raise this because my what I'm finding, I think, is that this is a kind of a contract issue with, I don't know who they're contracted with at the city level. I think it's DPH, but I haven't found them on the contract list. I'm assuming I don't think it's HHS. If it's through DPH, it's not HHS because it hasn't been on my list. So, what I would really like to do is advocate with that contractor, although they're outside of the HHS system, and then escalate that. It might be DOS, Laura. I'm trying to figure it out. I've been working with the city attorney, and I'm waiting. I mean, the contract is public record, so I'm waiting to get the contract from the city attorney's office. And then I'll know kind of which way to escalate it. I have releases for basically everybody in the world, so I'll escalate it once I know more. The contractor is New Motion, Thomas. Anyway, those are the two that I wanted to highlight, and I'm sorry that I'm like a bit rambly today, but my brain is not working. I will make myself available for questions. I see Lee's hand up.
I have a friend who had the filler added, a procedure added to his he had that procedure done, and I will find out where he got that paid for and send you the information. You're right, it's something that's not so common anymore. A lot of that was due to the earlier medications, which tend to produce kind of a wasting type syndrome in the face. So we don't see that so much anymore because the drugs are radically improved since then. But there are people who, who have been around, who've been on medications for a long time, long-term survivors, who started a lot of those earlier medications, who still have that affliction. And it's very kind of disorienting and challenging for people because it's something that's very visible to them. So it's challenging for them to kind of navigate the world with that kind of visible affliction.
Well, that actually is what it's how it's worded in the Medicare, in the Medicare regulation, where the coding apparently is for people living with HIV who are experiencing depression as a result of this lipodystrophy, and so it's just unnerving that we can't find a provider that will bill under it. But I would really appreciate any referrals that you have, Lee. Thank you.
You're muted, Derek.
Sorry about that, guys. I just wanted to get clarification. When you say you're not able to find providers, do you mean in Marin or in the Bay Area?
So the client is mobile and is willing to travel anywhere in the EMA. They were receiving the they did have a provider here in the city, but that provider terminated care. It's unclear why. And I don't think there's any legal recourse for the client in that. He's more interested in getting care. He just can't replace the provider. But by his report, it's any dermatologist will do this. It's an injection procedure that any dermatologist can do.
Right.
Was there anything else?
Hope you feel better, Stephen.
Yeah. Thank you all. Kira, I will let you know about tomorrow. Natalie, I'm sorry to be camera off, but I look forward to meeting you elsewhere. But thank you all so much for accommodating my illness.
Feel better, Stephen. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
All
feel
right, thank
better.
you.
Better.
Thank you guys. Have a great day.
You too. Great. So our next piece is the needs assessment COLA update. And I think we are up for a vote for that one.
So that one's just noted for a vote, just in case, but there's actually nothing to vote on that for. But
Okay.
I do have an update for the COLA. We are hosting a focus group tomorrow. at our Shanti project office, and hopefully Stephen will be able to stop by or give us some pamphlets in order to provide those to the participants. We have around 10 participants that we're expecting. So a pretty good group of people for this focus group. And hopefully then next month we'll be able to see some results.
Great.
That's great.
Looking forward to
We look
hearing
forward
about
to
it.
hearing about it.
And that's all I have.
Very good. Wow, that's all right. Yikes. So we are at the next piece, which is the next meeting date, and we'll get agenda items for it. And it'll be on March 4th. I guess we're giving ourselves a lot of time back today, if unless someone has anything else they would like to discuss or. All
I may
right.
need to be in Sacramento on March 4th, but I will let council staff know if I have to be out.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that update, Alora. Otherwise, we're getting a whole bunch of time back. Thanks for
So,
being so fast with it. So,
yeah,
I'm
not a
sorry.
problem,
Go ahead.
Derek. No, not a problem. I just also want to appreciate folks. Sure, like the budget meeting that happened earlier this week, and community showed up strong, so it was encouraging to see. So that is what I will say on that matter. So
Yeah, thank you, Thomas. It was
yeah.
fantastic. We had I think around 50 people there, the HIV Advocacy Network, which we've got some leadership here on the on this committee on this call. Really did a whole training to help people. Folks turned out, especially folks who'd been through the clinical assistant intern program at SFAF. There were some really powerful stories. So the Health Commission is going to be voting on it at their March meeting, March 2nd. And we know that there are additional health department cuts pending, but doing what we can to protect the HIV and LGBTQ health services that are on the chopping block right now.
And those are the,
Do you have a
sorry.
sense, Laura, in terms of which how they'll vote?
Sorry, what was that, Lee?
Do you have a sense on how they'll vote?
I mean, it's interesting. There's a lot of new folks on the Health Commission right now, and I think for many of them, this was the first time that they'd had to listen to public comment like this, with people talking about what would be lost and what the impact would be of these cuts. The health department, like, they sort of present it with a bunch of numbers on a spreadsheet, and they don't talk about the actual impact of these cuts, and they sort of misrepresented some of the programs that are proposed to be cut. So a couple of members of the Health Commission were sort of like very emotional after listening to all of the testimony, which is good. I think they also understand that they have to make cuts. It's one of the entity that has the most power in this situation is the mayor and the mayor's office. And so, people's budget and other folks are sort of like, we need to go directly to the Board of Supervisors and the mayor's office. All of which is to say, I think the Health Commission will probably vote to accept these proposed cuts from the Health Department. But that doesn't mean that this is necessarily absolutely going to happen. There's still a few opportunities to push back on this, and it's one of the reasons why it's so important to have people turn out and push back on, the HIV cuts, the queer health cuts, the trans cuts. All of this is, I think, it makes the folks who are making these decisions in the health department think twice before they, because there's this 17 million cuts, and then there's another like 40 to 50 million cuts coming. But we'll make them think twice before they put other HIV programs on the cut list for those. We're definitely going to keep fighting on this and meeting with people at DPH and making sure the Board of Supervisors is aware of this and pushing the mayor on this too. So,
Yeah, because this is still happening. Making the rounds too, correct?
sorry, what? It's hard to
This
hear
is
you,
happening.
Lee.
Exec still making the rounds.
And Hans actually, I think just finishing up with DOS and questioning them as to why 17 or 18% of the people who have HIV here and like of the people that have HIV that are part of DOS's population to care for, why they don't have anything specific for HIV and HIV.
Yeah, the DOS commission hearing got
Oh, did
postponed,
it? Okay.
so it didn't happen today, but yes, that is still very much an active campaign to push DOS. And DOS also doesn't have any new money in their budget, but nonetheless, they should be stepping up and providing services to this population because that's what they're for. So, yeah, we'll continue to be pushing on that too.
Thank
It's a
you.
strange thing because they are already servicing the community. They just need to organize it and recognize it.
And be intentional about it, right? I think that some of it is recognizing that the population of long-term survivors of people aging with HIV are a population, a community, have some very similar needs to other folks in the same age group and have some very unique needs. And DOS needs to be recognizing all of that and saying we are, this is a population that matters to us. This is a community that matters to us. Here is how we are serving it. Right now, DOS can't even really say what they're doing for people with HIV because they're not tracking it like that. And they need to be able to say, here's what we are intending to do. Here's what the priority is. Here's what we value. Here's what we're doing. And to have that conversation with the community. So,
Agree. Erin, did you have something?
no.
Okay, sorry, I thought you raised your hand. Any other comments or okay. Thank you so much, guys, and I'll see you next month, and next week, hopefully. All right, some of you guys. All right. Have a good
Take
one,
care,
guys.
everybody. Thank you.